When I was a child, there were three old customs kept up in the village. They were the means of raising small sums of money. They were goodening, ploughboying, and mayladying. Widows went round on goodening day. I do not now know how it originated, but on the 21st of December, the shortest day of the year, widows in ones and twos went around knocking on doors, where they were given small sums of money or a packet of tea or sugar. Only widows were allowed to take part in this, and one year old Jinny Croxon joined the collectors. We all knew she wasn't a widow. It was true her husband was often ill and unable to work. When she came to our house, her right to join the widows was challenged, and she promptly replied, "I'm worse than a widow woman." Widows were really poor in those days and had a hard life. There were no pensions, and often their poverty was acute. Sometimes they got some small parish relief, a mere pittance, and it meant pleading poverty and almost begging, and these women had their pride. Goodening Day, coming just before Christmas, provided them with a little extra for the festive season. Then in January there was Plough Monday, which was called Ploughboy's Day. I think it was originally meant for ploughboys only, and they carried a decorated plough around when they did their collecting. Boys always wore heavy hobnailed boots with heel and toe plates and studded with hobnails. What a noise they made. You could hear them coming a long way off. They ran around from door to door. Sometimes they came after dark and would carry a raby lantern tied to a long pole. It was made by making a big hollow in a raby wurzel and cutting a window in the side where the light from a lighted candle shone through.